Hello?
Oh, Mr. President.
Yeah.
There's a piece in the board.
Yeah.
A piece in the board.
Of a
supposed interview with this fellow Frederick Earle, who's the president of the board of
directors. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I wanted you to understand that as far as the department was concerned, we hit him very, very hard, and he had no basis for saying he got any sympathy.
He said not only on the Woolens, but the other thing is that we understood we were sympathetic about his trade with the Soviet.
That's what I mean. No, on the Soviet trade.
Yeah.
I talked to him myself, and we've never been rougher with anybody, so I've gotten getting to David Ormsby Gorian, and we're going to have him send a message to London that if Earl hadn't got any such idea, he's completely mistaken, that this is a matter we feel deeply and strongly about, and it's going to cause great trouble here.
Is this on the pipe or just generally?
On the pipe.
Did he bring up the pipe?
Well, I brought up the pipe, I brought up the ship for oil deal, and I brought up the sale of the Viscounts, all three.
Yeah.
We hit him very hard. I told him that on the pipe that they weren't going to get anything out of the pipe, but they were going to break the line, and the Germans were going to get the orders. But it would be very hard to enforce anything under on a Western embargo after this, and that furthermore, this was something that was really hurting the Soviet Union, as it made clear to us, and that if they went ahead with this, I foresaw very great problems in this country on cooperation on a lot of other things. And on the ship for oil deal, if this was the beginning of Soviet penetration, oil penetration, it was going to cause trouble in the Middle East, going to cause great trouble here, and so on. So that there was no doubt that he got the point, and this is kind of rather a crude play on his part to try to put us in this position.
Yeah.
So when the secretary has his press conference tomorrow, well, we're going to cook up a question and let him hit it hard there, too.
Right, right.
So that there'll be no doubt back in London as to what the...
I thought Walter Lippmann had a good article this morning.
Well, I think that's useful to begin to get this out. He misconstrued a little what Hallstein was saying, but I think the more we create the impression of concern here on this, whether the stronger our position will be, so it doesn't worry me a bit.
Okay,
right.
That's fine, John.